I could tell a real story about that. It was impressive. The pilot gave the order to bail out. We had three engines out. We had two engines out, and the ship was hit in three different places: the tail, the radio room, and the nose. When he gave the order to bail out, we had 10-man crew and 11 parachutes. We carried a spare parachute. When he gave the order to bail out, the navigator called up from the nose of the ship and said, Mac, we got a problem. John, the bombardier, and I don't have any parachutes. That 20-millimeter spilled our parachutes, and we can't bail out. We don't have any parachutes. So the pilot came back on the intercom and ordered the crew to stand by, disregard that order, and acknowledge. Well, everybody acknowledged except the tail gunner and radio Roger and the waist gunner's Roger. So I heard him talking to the co-pilot then. I was on the radio and heard him talking to the co-pilot. See what we can do with this ship and see if we can land it and fly it and so forth. Just a minute, the co-pilot came back on and said, Mac, we're losing altitude fast. We've got a full bomb load. We can't get rid of them. Our hydraulics is out. We've got two engines out. We'll crash and kill us all. So he came back on and he ordered the navigator to come up and take his chute and for the bombardier to take the spare chute and for the crew to bail out. Well, the navigator protested, but he told him who the command of the ship was for him to obey the order. So that's what we did. The tail gunner had come out, come forward from the tail position up to the waist position because he'd been shot in the hand and he'd passed out from lack of oxygen. So the two waist gunners put oxygen mask on him and brought him, got him to breathe in, hooked a static line out and pushed him out. He made it. Then they bailed out. As I started to leave, I noticed that I'd go out to bomb bay, but the bomb bay was closed and the bombs were still in there, so I had to go back to the waist. As I started to leave, I noticed the ball turret was jammed and the operator couldn't get out of it. So the engineer came along about this time, and we cranked the ball turret up till the ball turret got there and he bailed out. I got him out of there and he bailed out. Then when I started to leave, I thought, boy, I've got to get my GI shoes. I need them to walk out of Germany. These heated boots ain't no good for that. So I went back and got my GI shoes, went back to the waist and bailed out. When we go to our parachutes for a mission, some of them smart supply people in there say, now, if this thing don't work to suit you, you bring it back and we'll exchange it at no questions asked. When I pull my little ripcord and feel my little pilot chute come out to bring my main chute out, I thought, boy, I've made it. I don't have to turn this thing back in.
And I assume the pilot didn't survive the crash?
He did. He brought that plane down in a little swampy area outside of Hanover, little town of Nienburg, and he survived.
He did.
He did.
So he got back to the States then?
He got back to the States.